Money Radio, the ISM Institute for Supply Management's February non-manufacturing ISM report on business comes in at 59.5%, down slightly, 0.4 percentage point from the January reading. Joining us now to help us understand the numbers and dig into the report, Anthony Nieves, chair of the Institute for Supply Management's Non-Manufacturing Business Survey Committee. Tony, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on the show.
59.5, down slightly, but we're coming off of what I, as I recall, was a 13-year high in January. This seems like just a little bit of monthly variation is all.
Definitely. We still had a very strong month, second consecutive month. And when you look at the four indices that make up the composite index, the employment at 55 is the one that had the drawdown on the composite index with a 6.6 percentage point decline month to month.
Still at 55, any reading over 50 indicates growth. So employment is still growing. It's just not growing at a really rapid pace, which the January reading was.
Definitely, and we're measuring that change month over month, so it wasn't sustainable. And when you look at some of the other variables as it relates to the employment picture, we have a tight labor market. We've noted that in our commodity section of labor being up in price and in short supply. We see that specifically in the construction arena and across the board in other industries as well.
Construction. Now, that's an important point because we're seeing it in construction and also it looks like perhaps in transportation. Is that correct?
Yes. We're seeing a continued shortage of Class A drivers. Our respondents have noted that, as well as coupled with trailer shortage, which has posed a challenge for overland trucking and the whole logistics for the supply chain. We're seeing that in the slowing of supplier deliveries continuing at the same rate for 3 months in a row. And the backlog of orders has grown 5.5 percentage points to 56% for the month of February.
The idea is that people will hire enough people to get the work done, but it seems as if we're running into a bit of a problem there, particularly when it comes to construction and transportation. That affects the supply chain. Are we seeing a situation now that we can describe as full employment?
It's close to it. We look at the reports coming out showing that we're at 4% or less when it comes to unemployment rate. And we also have to look even beyond that as to attracting individuals for those particular areas of construction and for driving long-haul trucking. We're just not getting the labor pool for those areas.
Prices decreased slightly, 0.9 percentage point to 61, but 61 is still a very strong reading. Are we seeing an inflationary impact as a result of a tight labor market?
We are. We're seeing some inflation. It's progressing, but it's not sharp inflation at this point in time. We see it continue to be in the area of fuel and fuel-related costs, price of oil. Some metals, we're seeing carryover from the manufacturing sector where they've had issues with pricing and shortage on metals, precious metals, and we see it in steel products and stainless steel in the non-manufacturing sector.
And I know it's probably too early to understand any effect of proposed tariffs, which are at this point still proposed, and certainly didn't make it into the ISM report for last month. But what are you hearing about proposed tariffs at this point?
That's a great question, and one that the answer remains to be seen. But think about this. We saw it with the impact it had when there was a tariff put on Canadian lumber, and we're seeing lumber costs continue to increase. And one of our respondents had said it's also becoming a supply problem. So this could be an issue, a similar issue that we see in some of these other areas. I don't think the administration has a full handle on the implementation at this point in time.
Not too early, I hope, to get some assessment of what the tax plan might mean for this report and for the respondents to this report. Are we starting to see a pickup in activity as a result of the tax plan which came in at the start of the year.
We're seeing numerous comments from our respondents in regards to that, in both capital reinvestment as well as repatriation of dollars. Then you throw in the fact that there's been buybacks and investors have been increasing. So consumer confidence is at an all-time high. We're seeing the confidence rise to the highest levels we've seen since November of 2000 when you look at other reports that cover that particular statistic.
And now let's also look at some possible implications for this Friday's non-farm payroll report from the Labor Department.
That's going to be an interesting figure when that comes out, because we tend to correlate to that. When you look at the employment index in the non-manufacturing arena, it does correlate to how many jobs are typically added for the non-farm payroll report. And all indications are that looking at what we're seeing, it's just a capacity issue in regards to what the labor pool reflects right now.
And any ideas for implications for GDP growth, the overall economy?
Well, when you look at the composite index for non-manufacturing at 59.5, on an annualized basis, that translates to a 3.9% GDP growth, which is, again, this sector has just been humming along very nicely.
It's a very strong report, and it is part of a long string of very solid reports, 103 consecutive months of growth reflected in the ISM non-manufacturing report on business for the month of February. Comes in at a strong, solid 59.5. Joining us with analysis, Anthony Nieves, chair of the ISM non-manufacturing business survey committee. Anthony, thank you so much.
Thank you.